So welcome to the goal setting section of the course. And it's in this section that I'm hoping you're going to be able to recognize how it is that I'm actually pulling all of the prior sections now together. We've laid the foundations, we've looked at core identity, we've looked at our core values, we've looked at our beliefs, we've looked at the limiting beliefs that people have that fundamentally hold them back in life, and we've looked at ways in which we can start questioning and perhaps tearing some unhelpful or some inaccurate beliefs down. But now we want to start looking at goals. And we've looked at communication skills throughout the last section. In this section, whilst we are primarily going to be focused on goals, we're also going to be looking at how we can use the communication skills and language patterns that we looked at in the last section to help people define and specify the goals that they have. Because when it comes to setting goals, there are actually six different types. Now, there are some people in the world who would disagree with me, but I don't care. This is my course, and I say that there's six. Because there really are, and I'm going to explain to you and hopefully show you how what I say is true here. All right? Because not all goals are the same. And the goals that we pursue in life are always going to determine the amount of stress that accompanies us in life at exactly the same time. Do you remember earlier in the course, we looked at the four levels and stages of life, didn't we? Do you remember I introduced you to this idea, we have the learning years, then we have the earning years, then we have the legacy years and the golden years. All right. Well, these are like the four stages of natural progression in life. This is kind of what progress looks like. We've already established that making progress in life is one of our core fundamental, you know, needs, one of our basic drivers, our motivations in life. And that is the only direction in which we can actually progress. So it's important to understand that in order to make progress in life, it's crucial that we are meeting and fulfilling goals. So in order to meet and fulfill the right goals that are going to help us to move forward and progress, it's crucial that we understand the different types of goals and therefore manage our expectations in relation to whether the goals that we are investing our time into are actually going to help us to progress or whether they're not. Because you've also heard me say throughout the course, you know, or ask you the question, how do you eat an elephant? Well, that's right, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. So this model here is going to help you to understand that in relation to goal setting. Because there's some people in life who have the grandest ideas, the greatest goals, but end up accomplishing and achieving nothing. Yet there's some people that might only have one goal in life that end up accomplishing that one goal and millions more and everything in between. So what I have come to recognize is that we can really only ever have one greatest life vision in life. I don't know if you've ever heard the term that a person, a man or a woman without vision will perish. Now, recently I went to the cinema with my wife Karen, and we went to see the movie Hacksaw Ridge. The actor, Ben Garfield, I think. Ooh, I can't remember his name. But it was about an American soldier in the Second World War who was completely opposed to violence. Now, he defined himself as being a conscientious objector, and whilst he didn't want to go and fight at war, he did want to save life. So he ended up becoming a medic and ended up, you know, being awarded the Star of Bravery for saving the lives of, I think it was 75 men, single-handedly, as whilst the rest of his battalion had retreated, he remained on the battlefield, saving lives and lowering them down to a place of safety. Now, the reason I tell you that is because right at the start of the film, there was a quote that popped up on the screen that I'd heard so many times before, but I'd never really appreciated. This movie, Hacksaw Ridge, really reminded me of the reason why I do the things that I do in life. And this quote was this. It said, "A man's reach must be greater than his grasp." Now, when it came to the film, the soldier who was played by Ben Garfield, his goal as he was saving all these lives, he would save the life of one person And he'd realise he still had energy to carry on, so he'd say, just one more, just one more. Now, he was quite a religious man, so he'd pray, say, please God, just one more, just one more, just one more. And he kept on going until there was no more to save, until he pretty much ended up giving up his own life. Now, I tell you this because in life, many people grasp onto and keep hold of what they have. You remember in the last section we talked about security and freedom being two quite contrasting values. I shared with you the story of Margaret's bird. Margaret's bird grasped on to security and rejected freedom for fear of losing what he had. So when I'm talking about this quote, if you like, a man's reach must be greater than his grasp, what this means is that in life we've always got to be focused and driving towards something that is greater than what it is that we currently have. And we do this through setting goals, all right? So in life we're going to have a greatest life vision. This is the first and the most prominent goal that we will have in life that's going to drive us above and beyond all others. It's the greatest life vision for how we see our life unfolding at some point in the future. Now, there is an exercise that I'm going to be sharing with you shortly to help you define your life vision, the greatest vision that you have for your future. Because if you're able to do this for yourself, then you're going to be able to coach other people through the exact same process. I'm even going to share with you a little template, a workbook that you can use in yourself and then others in your life coaching practice. So I'm not going to go into our greatest life vision too much detail for now. This video is just to give you a broad overview of all the different types of goals. Because in order to fulfill our greatest life vision in life, it is imperative that we're always working towards long-term goals, establishing long-term goals. Now, when we're talking about long-term goals, they're called long-term goals because we're most likely not going to fill them today. They are projects that we're working towards. Long-term goals in a life which we can only ever really have a few. We might have one business long-term goal or a career long-term goal. We should have a family or a relationships long-term goal, and we should have some sort of community, society long-term goal. So we have a business goal, we have a family goal or a relationships goal, and then we have some sort of community goal where we're looking to give back to society in some way. Because this helps us to maintain a really balanced perspective into the things that we say yes to, the things that we say no to, the people that we take with us on into the future, and those that we leave behind. All right. But in order to fulfill these long-term goals, It's crucial that we're able to set milestones in place to monitor the progress in which we're making. Hence the reason for medium-term milestone goals. All right. Now, in the additional materials section of this video, there's a short mini fact sheet that's going to have all of this explained and broken down to help you understand everything that I'm talking about here in a bit more detail. But our milestone goals are kind of what come between where we're at and those long-term goals, where it is that we ultimately want to reach. But the only way that we're ever going to fulfill our medium-term goals is by accomplishing and fulfilling and having little successes in all of the short-term goals. Now, you'll see in this pyramid, if you like, short-term goals, there may be many. There could be hundreds. Your to-do list could be a mile long. But your medium-term goals, you cannot afford to have that many medium-term goals. Your medium-term goals kind of pull together and are a culmination of a whole load of short-term goals. But then a number of your medium-term goals are going to clump together and then lead you towards one or potentially two, but generally not more than that of your long-term goals. So it's a load of these will equal one or two of those, then one or two or three of those will fulfill one, possibly two of those, an absolute push. So you're always going to have more short-term goals. Now here's the thing. If someone is focused only on short-term goals all of the time, then they're most likely going to end up feeling quite unfulfilled, feeling like they're not really getting anywhere in life. Now you're going to be able to identify someone who lives their life in this way through being very, very busy. Someone who's just, you know, if you ask them, say, so how are you doing? How's work? And they'll say things to you like, oh, I'm just so busy at the moment. They'll have full diaries. You know, you trying to get 5 minutes of their time is going to be unbelievable. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard the saying, if you want something done, speak to a busy person. Well, I'm going to say that that is just a complete fabrication of the truth. That is not true. In my experience, if you want something done, go to an available person, all right? Because there's a big difference between available people and busy people. Busy people are generally busy because they're busy-minded. They're frantically clutching at straws, focusing on short-term goals, getting all the short-term stuff done, hoping that in some way their life's gonna work out miraculously. But this is not a wise way to live, nor a mature way to live. The mature way to live is to get clear on the vision that we'll have for our future, then set in place the long-term goals that are going to fulfill this future main life vision. Then we need to establish and backtrack the medium-term goals that are in turn going to help us to fulfill the long-term goals. And then we just then need to work out the to-do list, the things that we need to start doing more of today that are going to enable us to start moving forward towards our medium term, our long term, and ultimately our main life vision. Broad overview, hope this makes sense. Now there are six, I've mentioned four, there's two left. Two left which are, as we're progressing through the different levels of goals, we're going to identify, if we're aware of ourselves, new skills that we need to develop in order to progress further. For example, going back a number of years ago, I just wanted to be self-employed. That was one of my long-term goals, which wasn't really a rewarding long-term goal, if that makes sense. Let me explain. For me, being self-employed was actually just about me being free apart from employment, which actually was just more of a medium-term goal. All I needed to do was just commit to doing something. Now, as I'd going self-employed within itself was actually quite straightforward. I just had to fill in a tax form, set up a Facebook page, get a website in place, register as myself as a life coach on a few directories, and based on what country you're in the world is going to determine what directories are going to be relevant for you. But those are the fundamental basics. I wasn't an expert, but what I quickly identified was I needed to develop some new skills. I'd never done any of this stuff before. And in the early stages of business, to be honest with you, most people don't have much choice other than to do stuff themselves. That was true for me, and it may or may not be true for you. But new skills are just goals. We can try to work our way through here based on the skill sets that we have, but you've got to understand that science is evolving, technology is evolving every single day, and if we are not also evolving through developing and learning new skills, then we are unfortunately going to get left behind, which is most likely going to be the case for the clients or some of the clients that you go on to work with. And then it's also important to recognize the habits that we have in our life that are actually holding us back. Bad habits. This could be productivity bad habits, timekeeping habits. It could be relational habits. It could be habits that we have as we communicate conversationally. Hence the reason it's imperative that we keep on growing, taking courses like this. If you found the last communication skills section interesting, then you might want to further, you know, your development of your communication skills through focusing just on communication skills courses or books, or do more research, go study therapeutic counselling or NLP or something like that. Because we're not all born experts at everything. So it's crucial that as, you know, as human beings, mature men and women, in order to maintain balance in our life, we're constantly looking at the skills we need to develop and the habits that we need to kick, which are just the last two types of goal that I'd like to mention in this video. So this is just an overview. I'm hoping that all of this makes sense and is quite straightforward. It should be. As I've mentioned in the additional material section, there is an information fact sheet that you can print off and have a look through if this doesn't make complete sense to you. But this is pretty much the model that we're going to be basing the rest of this section on. Over the next couple of videos, we're going to be taking a look at the greatest life vision, because this is kind of the big picture. It's the global perspective. Where some people get focused in detail, there's nothing wrong with detail. But without the global perspective coming first, you actually don't have any perspective at all. So what I do when I'm working with coaching clients is get the grandest possible vision that they have for their life first and foremost, And then we start working back. Once we've worked back, we've established all the goals that they need to set in order to fulfill their and meet their core values, if you like. We then start looking, last but not least, at the new skills they need to develop and the habits that they need to kick so that they can start making progress in their life today, or at least feel like they're making progress anyway. So I hope this makes sense. That's all for now, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.